you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
It is a weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
I am disinfected drunk right now.
Got your chief hat on. Who'd they pick last night? They picked last because they won the last Super Bowl.
They picked a running back out of LSU.
All right. Doesn't beat anybody up or anything? Not a bad guy?
I didn't even... Not that I saw.
LSU, you know, though. I mean, she's probably,
you don't find that out till later.
No. All right. Well, good for you.
My son was pissed.
Why?
He wanted J.K. Dobbins from Ohio State, that running back.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
And then they picked a running back from
LSU.
LSU. And I had to be like, I thought it'd be easier this year because I'm like, hey, trust them. Like, they just won.
Was your son pissed at the beginning of the draft when they just say, dressed down Nebraska for being stupid? A guy begs to go to your school. His dad wants you to go to the school.
We're kind of used to it.
Yeah, I know, but there's no excuse for
that. He's the Heisman Trophy winner, number one draft pick.
Yeah, didn't look good.
Coach says, yeah, we got something better.
That didn't help. That didn't help.
No.
Didn't help future recruits. It really
no.
didn't. Yeah, they'll be fine down there. I mean, Frost knows what he's doing, but that's crazy.
Not a good look.
No, that wasn't a good look.
And it's not like there were a bunch of Nebraska players coming off the board after that.
No, not at all. Not at all. We did this story.
I thought for a second, maybe he doesn't want to play for Nebraska.
But
that wasn't the case at all, was it?
No,
he actually wanted to play.
His dad was pissed, still pissed. They did a story during the season about that, how his dad was still pissed. As his alma mater.
No, they said when they were going to that, after he got picked, they said he wanted to go to Nebraska, and they said, nah.
And they said, is he better than what we got? And what did Trey Wingo say?
Trey Wingo said, and the answer is
no.
Yes. Yes, he is.
It worked out for the kid.
So the Jack has died bit, you know, that stupid anchor in New York saying he's dead, and he comes back and says blah, blah, blah. There's more to it, right?
A little bit more.
It's a longer audio.
A little bit longer.
That he just goes down the rabbit hole even further.
Yeah, this is the whole
thing. I haven't heard it yet. Okay, here it is.
This young man that you're looking at right there, 26-year-old Jack Allard, was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator and 5 full weeks in the hospital. The governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month, but slowly Jack rebounded. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals, we are hopeful and optimistic.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. Jack, we love you. Again, Jack is alive and back home. He has come home, not in the figurative sense, but in the quite literal sense.
Oh,
and my deepest apologies for that. I was just misread everything, and I apologize. But he is alive, and we are grateful for that.
I still give you that guy's gig.
Yeah.
Now, I heard people clapping. You're right. Push says the video shows the guy leaving the hospital.
Yes.
Clapping.
As he's
talking about being dead.
He's hugging his family.
There's video of him
hugging his family.
He's introing the clip of the governor talking about him, and on the screen is him walking out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Damn.
I still want to know the explanation because it doesn't sound like I missed. Was this guy riffing?
No,
or was it written down that the guy was dead?
I'm sure.
I think he was riffing.
I think he was too.
Right.
See, I wonder if he wasn't just reading what was put in front of him somebody screwed it up.
Yeah. Used the term misread.
No, I mean, so I think he wasn't. I think he was kind of riffing.
Yeah, I think he went off script for a second.
Right.
And figured he can handle it because he's been phoning it in most of his career.
Exactly.
Why not tonight?
You're right. Yeah. He goes in and reads that for an hour. He's probably been drinking for a couple minutes, you know, before he gets it. You know.
Alan writes this. Yeah, I had Jack all read in the Deadpool. Wait, what? Damn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Anchor. Damn it, he's alive.
That is great. Literally came home. Literally. Not literally. He's not, I'm surprised.
Not in a figurative sense.
Do you think he contacted that kid?
Well, it wasn't even a kid. The guy's in his
20s.
Well,
yeah,
I know,
20s.
Right. Yeah.
No. And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
Sorry, I misread that.
Hey, sorry broadcasting that you're dead.
Tits McGee is off tonight. That's my favorite line.
All right, get ready for an internet full of this today.
Oh,
we just got a picture.
No.
We should probably post this up, Bush. But it's a bottle of spray Lysol.
Got it.
And the guy's jacked up his veins. Oh, looks like he's taking an IV full of a bottle of Lysol.
You thought you read an Onion piece when it says Lysol has come out. The makers of Lysol has come out and said, do not inject this. That's like an Onion headline a week ago. That's a real headline now.
Clorox come out and say, what they said goes for us too.
Yeah. The makers of all those people come out.
I might take a shot, see what happens.
Yeah.
Ward off this virus.
Why not? Why not?
It is Friday.
Why not?
Yeah.
Party.
Do a little vodka bleach.
Don't even say that. I don't want anybody blaming that. Because, by the way, they would take it seriously. We say, well, those guys said we got to get rid of you. But my guy.
No, our audience is...
smarter?
Well, smarter.
A lot smarter.
I'm not going to say smart. But smarter.
Yeah.
Than your average dumbass who would follow the advice.
Of the President of the United States.
Of the Daily S Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a shot of bleach and figure out how to stick a UV light down your throat.
It was a Daily S Show 5 months ago, but now it's just there's more of a light on it now.
Yeah, now it's just dangerous.
Now it's dangerous. There's no line from DeCross.
There's no line. Where's Sass at? Where's a Republican senator coming out and saying, hey, you're killing people now?
Where's any profile and courage?
In office, not a guy that's an ex-Republican. A lot of ex-Republicans, a lot of people out of office are Republicans are saying he's dangerous. But I'm talking about the guys in office. Where are they at? Where's Sass? Where's Ernst? The locals, you know?
They're afraid to get called a name.
Well, then screw them. Screw them.
They're afraid of Twitter.
Screw them.
They're afraid.
Yeah.
It's only April.
Yeah.
Todd makes an excellent point about a profile and courage.
There's none.
None.
You would think one, none. At least one, would come out of this whole situation, but not a one.
Not one. Boston Globe called for the 25th Amendment. Libtards.
Today?
Yep.
Who did?
The opinion piece. Boston Globe. Oh, sorry, Craig.
Who called for that?
Craig, who called for that?
Boston Globe.
Oh. I like them.
Way to be there, Craig.
Tripped you up.
Yeah. All right, don't mix them up.
Make me happy.
No. Okay.
That was quick.
Yeah. Changed his mind quickly.
Yeah.
I did. Well, I looked down and saw what was on top of the stack.
Oh, good. So it was just a random thing.
Ryan Cranny, CEO of Cranny Farms in Oakley, Idaho.
Cranny Farms.
Told CNN the majority of his potatoes.
Potato.
See? That was an inspired potato.
See? He made you happy.
Exactly.
He did.
Nice job, Craig.
We can just move on.
Doesn't matter what the story's about.
It really doesn't.
It's the stupidest thing I do. And I do a lot of stupid
stuff. That's saying something.
I know it is.
That's a shiny object.
It is just
a potato.
It says the majority of his Idaho potatoes from the farm are typically sold to grocery stores and to restaurants to make fries.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody buying fries.
Oh, because not as many people are buying
fries.
Not as many people by far. Even though drive-thrus are open. Schools are closed. Even drive-thrus are open, but they're still not as busy.
Not as many.
Not as busy, right. Yeah.
And so he's giving away 2 million potatoes.
Potatoes.
Just go get them.
Good.
Where at? Idaho.
Let's go. Road trip.
150 miles from Boise.
Road trip.
I'd be more down if he'd already made them into fries.
Yeah, good point.
Make them into fries, and then I'll come. Yeah, I'll drive to Idaho.
We get that Julianne thing. Was they called Julian when they did that fry maker?
Get one
of those bears.
We'll just load the truck
skin
up.
On the side?
And you can cut them on the drive back.
Dip and catch
them. That sounds dangerous.
Just dip them.
Initially, he said he posted about the crop on Facebook, urging members of his community of about 700 to show up and just grab as many potatoes as they wanted, but now people are driving hours to pick them up. He said he's expecting a woman from Kansas who will have driven 19 hours.
She wants your fries, man.
Food banks.
Yeah.
I'm starving.
Food banks and soup kitchens are showing up as well.
This surprises me because I, for one, am keeping up the French fry farmers. I've been eating a lot of French fries since it's all went down.
But there's no way you could compensate.
No,
I know.
Can't.
There's no way.
But I'm doing my part.
Right.
I feel I'm doing my part. I've eaten more French fries in the past 40 days than I have in a long time.
Are you making them or are you buying them?
I'm buying them.
And you're making them yourself?
No, I buy them.
As fries.
To support the French fry farmers of America.
I got to get some fries today. I want some fries today. The French fry farmers are the best.
I think I got some curly fries in the freezer at home. That may have to happen tonight.
I want some fries now.
Sunday night I got some.
Is that Burger King drive through open right there?
A pizza place, and it was French fries with Parmesan cheese and truffle oil. They fried them in truffle oil.
Yeah, I still dip in ketchup too. Then I dip all that in ketchup.
Most of the people who are going to this guy for potatoes are doing it for others, he said, grabbing them for friends and neighbors. He said it's been fun for him to see people thinking of others and to give their time and resources to take care of other people.
All right.
Good.
I'll take care of
that. Taters are good for you.
Yeah.
Eat your taters.
A lot of them.
Doesn't it defeat the purpose to drive from Kansas to Idaho to get potatoes?
Yeah. You think you find potatoes somewhere in Kansas.
Right.
You know,
not these. These are genuine.
Unless you're picking up like, a lot of potatoes.
Potatoes. Yeah.
You're just like,
you're bored.
You're picking up a sack of potatoes. Yeah, hey, got them.
Thank you. I got them. Okay. Chewing on
the picture I saw was just a large pile of potatoes sitting out in his yard.
Yep. Grab them.
The little freeze line in front.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you went to the grocery store and filled your truck up with potatoes, people would call you a hoarder.
That's true.
Yeah. So you won't get funny looks if you fill your truck up with taters here. But I would think they would go bad and sprout those eyes
eventually
after a certain period of time.
You slice those things off, though, if you really need to, you know.
Can you freeze them and keep them good for longer?
Can you freeze potatoes? I don't know, man.
Bury it.
I don't
know. Get some more.
I've never seen that.
That's right. Bury that potato and start your own potato farm in the backyard. Potato.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you need specific growing conditions for potatoes.
I hope a potato farmer's listening to us right now and laughing at us.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think they grow potatoes around here.
Potato.
Well, I think they're laughing at us, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know we've got some Idaho farmers.
Something's
got
to be off.
How about all farmers laugh at us when they hear us talking farming? Because we don't know.
Not with us.
No, at us.
You guys don't know nothing about growing insert anything.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Puss has a farm.
Yes, he does.
And he doesn't know anything about farming.
No farm.
I grew up in rural America. I don't know anything about farming. Well, and I'm probably the most knowledgeable here.
Well, that's a low bar, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And, Puss grew up on a farm, but it's more about animals.
Yeah, but he
farm.
Didn't pay attention.
It's more about animals than his farm.
No farm.
And we'd visit fairly often, but
we weren't doing the animals. Well, we don't leave the house.
Right.
Yeah, we don't leave the house.
Yeah. We had our own blinders on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can look in a field and like probably tell you if that's corn or soybeans.
Beyond
that's about
that.
It. Yeah.
Good job.
I might be off sometimes there, too.
Can you tell the difference between a flax field and a wheat field?
Oh, no.
Yeah, see, I can.
Yep.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Do it this weekend.
Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
That's our road trip this weekend.
That gets me every time.
Say hello to his mom. Five of us in a car singing it. Heading to Villisca, Iowa.
On like repeat the whole way there.
Is going to head to Idaho, get some taters. Craig and I are on the haircut train to Georgia this weekend.
Yes, we are.
We need a haircut. Yeah, we're going to go to Athens, Georgia. And after the haircut, we're going to bowl.
Mm-hmm. And get a massage and work out. All that.
All that.
Yep.
The full Georgia.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume the beaches are open.
I'm staying in there, man. Yeah. I live in Georgia. I ain't going out right now. Jesus.
Georgia has a little stretch of coastline.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The gathering of the Juggalos has been canceled for this year.
They should have got together, too. they really should have got together, too.
Insane clown posse.
Yeah.
They're being more responsible than some states.
Yes.
This is the insane clown posse.
The Juggalos. Yep.
This is the statement they put on Twitter. They said, the bottom line is that we refuse to risk even one Juggalo life by hosting a gathering during these troubled times.
So the maybe the Juggalos should do daily briefings.
What? Thank you.
We would be better off.
The insane clown posse, which, by the way, is a great name for what's happening anyway in D.C.
Yes.
But for, I mean, but the hero would be great for him.
Yeah.
I think you'd
I would rather it.
To watch the clown. Actually, in clown makeup, one of the insane clown posse guys.
You would get better information.
You would. Right.
And then just start chucking cans of Faygo at the pool.
Fine.
They don't like a question. They're just swinging cans of soda.
Shoot up Faygo and you're fine. Don't do that.
It would have a better beat. I was going to go see them at the beginning of May.
Just for the hell of it?
They were going to be in Lincoln.
Oh, they were?
Okay. Yeah. And I'm into bands with face paint.
When we were in New Orleans last year, the Insane Clown Posse was having like their yearly, like they were doing the weekend at the House of Blues.
Right.
And it was like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we just happened to be walking around New Orleans that one night. And we walked down that street. And it's like, what's going on? And I realized like, oh, this is... This is a big Juggalo thing. Let's cross to the other side of the street.
Yeah, yeah. Where were they playing in Lincoln? Where were they going to play?
I think at the Bourbon.
Okay, got it. All right.
And I'd heard when they played, there's so much Faygo that they just put like plastic sheets on the walls, you're supposed to wear shoes that you don't like because your shoes will probably be ruined because you're just standing in soda.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Probably a lot of venues that won't have them if they cause that much damage.
Yeah, now their festival was going to be in early August, so it wasn't a May, June, July thing.
No.
August, canceling.
Yep.
Even the Juggalos.
Is Sturgis still going on? The last I heard, they're still planning on...
I haven't looked into that, but that's the last I heard.
Taking the ride to Sturgis.
There's a lot of bikers that believe in that crap, though. So.
That's what you hear.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the town of Sturgis makes all its money. You know, it's a couple of weeks in August.
A lot of people make their money, and they're canceling it.
Yeah, baseball made a lot of money, too.
Yeah, the World Series, College World Series here has been canceled because the college baseball's not playing.
A lot of potato farmers checking in.
Yeah, that's still early August for them as well in Sturgis.
Now people grow them in their gardens, apparently. Dry out a cut-up potato and plant it. That's all it takes.
All right. Here's your project for the weekend. Start a potato farm in your yard.
Thank you. Yeah. Something to do with the family.
Look for something to do,
I actually saw that that was one of the top few things that families were doing.
You were doing your,
some family gardening.
Your victory gardens.
Right.
Yeah.
We've been scaring each other a lot at my house.
Yeah, just jumping out and going, boo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'll wait. Yeah. My daughter, especially, if she's in the bathroom, I'll wait, crouch down until she comes out, and just, yeah.
I love doing that. When I hear somebody coming to the door, and I'm just happy to be in that area and hiding behind the door and jumping out.
It's fun.
Freak out. It is kind of fun.
Are you like Kato in the Pink Panther movies, where you're dropping from the ceiling fan?
And beat the hell out of
you.
That'd be great. I've thought about going in her room like when she's sleeping and but I think that might cause more damage than just scaring her.
Maybe future damage.
Yeah.
But you need to start. You need to take it to the next level.
Or she takes a bat to your head.
And start hiding and beat the hell out of them whenever they get the chance. Just jump them when they least expect
it. All three of your kids hide to beat the hell out of you. I'd like to see that.
That's the game.
They'll be like, were you scared when I was pummeling you?
He needs to beat the hell out of them before they beat the hell out of him.
Pandemic pummeling.
Try that at home today.
Right.
Safer than drinking bleach. All the guys who are about to drink some bleach are the same ones bitching at the millennials eating Tide Pods.
Oh, of course they are. Yep.
Those dumbass millennials. Pass the bleach.
Some bleach helps the Tide Pod wash down your throat.
Ridiculous.
I think I like that one.
I never thought about that, Nick.
You don't want to get it stuck in your throat.
You don't want coronavirus either, by the way. So all the stuff will take care of that.
We
talked about pegging your ass, too, by the way, with a UV light.
Which is a redundant.
You guys are on it. Yes.
Todd talked about that. He's the one who wanted to.
I was interested after he started talking about it. Because he's talking about, the president did bring up the fact light inside your body. So you take a UV light, have your wife or whoever you want to peg you right there with UV light. Shine up your
pelvis. I'm on board.
Yeah, of course you are. You had me at pegging.
I think you need the double penetration with the UV light.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. All orifices, yep.
Both holes. Yeah. So you're covered.
You don't want to take any chances. Yeah.
By the way, I went off on a listener on Facebook who was defending the president.
How?
I just went all Tyler on him and called him an idiot.
No, how was he defending him?
The bleach is good.
Oh, you actually buy it?
Wow.
Now, apparently you can put a little bleach in your bath and it's not going to hurt you.
That's what the Cuomo wife said, and Lysol came out and said, or Clorox came out and said, don't do that.
They're not making bubbles.
No waiting.
There you go. There she is. Yeah.
Apparently the dude on Swamp People takes Clorox baths to get the gator smell off of him.
Okay.
I remember my parents as a little kid.
He's on Swamp People.
It's just like chlorinating your pool, unless you use a bunch.
Trump said inject it in your frickin' veins.
Oh, yeah, well.
All right, so let's just stop mixing it,
there's a difference between putting it in your veins and putting it in your bath water.
I'm sure today, instead of just telling him, like, hey, you can't do that, they're going to have to form a committee to look into it.
Nah.
I saw something yesterday that dude's not showing up to work until noon.
Yeah, of course he's not.
We're probably better off that he's not.
Man, we're not better off at all. We're actually not better off. I love that spin, and I know what you're trying to say, and I agree with you, but we're not better off. We're not better off at all that he's in charge.
Well, he's showing up at all,
yeah.
At least he's not there.
Ideally, you'd have a guy doing his job in that position.
Yeah. Do you think if you're, like, leading a country and there's a global pandemic, you might, like, show up to work?
No.
Take care of it.
You got to watch the shows. Yep. You got to get the tweets out.
Executive time.
And then you got to look at how your ratings were.
Right.
You got to check the ratings. That's why he says stuff like he says, because that's all he's worried about is ratings.
He just wants
because he does not have an empathetic bone in his body because he's grown up with a silver spoon in his mouth. Right. He's not caring about anybody his entire life. Why would he start now?
He's not ever. Yeah, right. He's ridiculous.
Craig, pick me up.
Yes.
Out of Minnesota, WSBT is reporting that out of Indiana, a Minnesota man led state police on a high-speed pursuit. 25-year-old Musab Al-Hussein was clocked by troopers going 120 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone.
Fast Muslim.
The red Mustang was chased for 25 miles, troopers throwing stop sticks twice before the pursuit ended. Police say that Mr. Al-Hussein told troopers he didn't stop because he thought the officers wanted to race.
That's awesome.
They got time, you know?
That's a great excuse.
It is.
That is.
Next time you want to get in a high-speed chase. Yeah. Oh, I thought
we were racing me, man.
And they were just cheating by throwing down the stop sticks.
Yeah. We were just having some fun.
Ooh, you guys play dirty.
Craig Warren, Craig Gass, and of course, Craig will probably have Gene Simmons with him. I can't wait for that.
Yes.
You got a question for Gene. You always wanted to ask him there, Nick.
Leave the pants on, Nick.
Craig Gass is who you went and saw Kiss with, right?
Yeah,
right,
I'm forever indebted to Craig
Gass. You're right. He's going to phone the program later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.